The footy's on Triple M. It's time.
This is what we've been waiting for.
Time for the Saturday run.
We're ready to go here.
For Hard Yakka, a history of hard.
For McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Nice to have you company Saturday afternoon style, and we are here in the Richard Marsden studios. For about an hour and three quarters before we get to the beautiful AFLW, well, the Adelaide Oval first, for the AFLW final, which is going to be sensational between Adelaide and Brisbane. And we've got lots to discuss prior to that. But I'm just going to run you through, Fat, if you don't mind, who we've got coming on.
Who we got, Jimmy Boy?
Well, come on,
you
get it there. We've got Dom Sheed, three goals in a minute and a half.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Doesn't he love Collingwood?
Kate McCarthy, of course, she played in the 2017 AFLW Grand Final, now plays for St Kilda. Going to tell us all about what's going on today. The Nuff Nuff of the Week from Bernard Vince and the quiz.
Oh. And it's back.
Well, what we did last week was we kept it down to about a minute and a half, and I thought it was the sharpest quiz we had.
You know what else you get on the quiz?
What?
A winner at Taree.
Yeah, we did too. Yeah,
we got a winner last week at Taree.
$4?
I remember. I gave him the winners.
And
shut up, Duck. You haven't been introduced yet.
And we got
a four. Just shut up, and when I introduce you, you can talk, right?
Big game last night, which we're going to discuss as well, not only with Dom Sheed, but Big Duck's brain about what you do with Darcy Moore. Does he go forward? Does he go back? Is he Brownless-esque? Yes. Can he play both ends of the ground?
Yeah. Very good, Jim. I'm glad you've noticed that. Because I never saw Duck down back.
Well, actually, that's where I started, Bill.
Where?
Centre half back.
Did you?
I was actually won the Victorian medal for. Teal Cup, I won the Vic medal. Judged best in the carnival.
Just on that.
Playing as a centre half back.
Can you play any other sport, or are you just footballer?
You step outside, Bill.
No. Tennis. Tennis.
Yeah, not bad.
No, golf, you'd be no good.
I'll bring you down to my level.
Golf.
Not good.
Cricket. No.
Yes,
so you're just a footballer.
Yes, cricket.
Very good medium pacer.
Just a footballer.
And hey.
What else can you play?
Wagga Wagga Junior handball champ.
Oh. Handball?
Handball. You know, four square. You know.
Oh, down ball. Oh,
yeah.
Down ball.
We call it handball in Wagga.
Well, jerks?
Handball, swimming. It's a good swimmer. Very good swimmer. Very good backstroker.
Oh,
did you say sink like a duck?
Yeah.
Well, they float.
Good.
not a fair shot.
Billy, cross country, running.
Oh, Duck.
Running 400 metres, 400, 1500, 5 k's.
He's still going.
3 k's.
Show's over, Duck. So you could only play footy, because there's a lot of blokes who could only play footy.
Okay. Like,
oh, Bernie, you were good at other stuff.
Well, a lot of other things. Cricket, yeah.
Jim, you were good at
everything.
Nothing.
Yeah. What about Purple?
Kung Fu?
My older brother played with Duck for 3 years at North, right?
Yeah, he did.
And Mark had a very, very, very average AFL career.
Oh, no, 32
games or whatever. Anyway, he tells a story about the first year he played at the MCG. North were getting pounded by Fitzroy or something. And he said that he was sitting on the bench. And the message came down from Shimmer. He said, move Duck to full forward, get horse off. And then there was a pause. And the bloke with the runner with the, probably Arnie Brightus actually, had the phone. He's given to the, well, he's going to centre half forward. And he paused and he's gone, put sticks in there for a minute while I work it out. Anyway, so Mark's sitting there thinking this is going to be interesting. So horse comes off. Duck, the message goes out to Duck to go to full forward. And apparently Duck goes, well, who's coming here? And then he's looked at sticks and gone, not him.
Come on, Duck. One of your greatest victories ever was at New South Wales beating Victoria when we played at the SCG.
And horse
that
horse kicked eight.
You didn't kick many.
In the wet. No, I was... No. I think I was 15, Bill.
Well, are you bringing this up because you did something?
Well, I played in that game.
Me and horse had that smell to it.
Me and horse kicked 12 between us. It was one of the great wins by New South Wales. Remember, we went out that night to the just down there at the beef and
burn. Underage, I wouldn't have been there.
You played for South Australia too.
I saw that.
And the All-Stars one year as well?
Allies, Victoria, South Australia, New South Wales, and also named captain 3 times of the Allies, but never... Never managed to play a game.
Yeah.
You know, the leading goal kicker of the Allies.
You?
Just look that up, will you?
That's something to hang your head on.
I think with eight.
In six games?
Three or four games.
Now, Fat.
Yes.
And hello to you, Bernard.
G'day,
Bern.
And old Forey here. Damo, g'day.
Purple, good to see you, everyone. Group, hello. Hey, Purple. I hear that last night at the Creamy, the Cremorne, Fat has made what's commonly known as a rod for his own back. Because big noting, he said, anyone who's a premiership player for Geelong can come and drink at my place for nothing.
That's true.
That's what he made that statement.
It's a rule.
There's a few of them.
Well, especially
not
when
from your era.
You don't want to see Stevie J walk in. Let me tell you.
So, big noting, you know, big bar owner, he can come in here and drink and all the rest of it. So, apparently the word's got out that that's what can happen.
No.
And now a few of the boys are filing in. And my mail is they ain't leaving when they get in. And my mail is the bar owner ain't happy.
No, well, Jim, last night, for instance, I thought I'd go down. Well, Clarkie wasn't there, but I go down just to check everything's okay and a bit of fellowship. You go around and camaraderie. You go around and talk to people and have a chat. And anyway, you wouldn't believe it. Colin Rice, who's 82, and John Sharrock is 77. They played in 63 grand final.
Oh, no, they've heard about it.
They've got their eye in. And I'm drinking the mid-strength, and they're drinking Carlton Draft. Like they haven't seen a beer.
Like they're not making it anymore.
Wow, and they've heard that maybe if they played in a premiership, which they did back in 63, which we've all forgotten, by the way. So they're going hell for leather. So I'm, another one. Yes. Yeah. So you guess, sure you don't want to go home?
Not the 7 ounces. We're talking the pot.
Pot. You sure you want to go home? No, we'll have one more. Thank God their wives turned up and dragged them out by the ear. But that took a while too. Right. They still had no. But you wouldn't believe who walks in on his own out of nowhere. Harry Taylor,
Big H,
walks in on his own.
Fresh out of Geraldton.
Well, he's there for Sunday. They're doing a lap of honour, and Gary Ablett Jr. So Harry walks in on his own.
He's a cognac drinker.
Well, no, he's not, Jim. He's a Carlton draft drinker. Let me tell you. Free. And then the biggest tight ass of them all, Domsey, Tom Lonigan, walks in.
No.
He walks in. He's heard about it, Jim. Jeez. And then Andrew.
He gave his one Mackie, kidney a working. Mackie.
Andrew Mackie.
Because he's joined at the hip, those two.
So he walks in. So I've got five of them. Freak. I'm going, right, hey, boys. We'll just might shut the pub or close it.
You've retracted the offer.
But it's good. They're good to see those boys
around.
Is that
around a lifetime
having,
thing, Bill?
Yeah. Well,
that they can just come in, you know.
Well, it was sounds originally like it. When I said it, but I'm just going to have a look at that.
Reassess.
Did you just mention a Dom's that, mate, you only got the one kidney? Treat it nicely.
And he's coaching the Falcons this year after Mickey Turner coached him, what, for 40 years? Yes. Didn't lose a game. They're zipping two.
Oh, no. Domsey.
I guess he got a texture in the week. Who do you reckon he got it from? Mickey Turner. Sitting up there at Lawn with Brian on the... Oh, they're not on the beach anymore. Nah. They got the flick. But and said, just interested to see how you're going this year, Tom. Come on, Mickey Finn.
Speaking of former Geelong greats, it's drifted back to this show. That on a station that's not as popular.
SEN, Jim.
Our mate, little mate, Knuckle Shoal, Brad.
Ducks mate.
Ducks mate, of course, brother of Craig, tennis ball head Shoal. Was he on SEN and was he claiming, Fat, that he was unlucky not to win the 97 Brownlow?
Well, I didn't hear it, Jim, and it's all right. You should hear things.
You probably should.
We cop that, don't
we
you?
Do.
Well, you said that about me. You said, did you hear it? They go, no. Anyway.
In this case, it's good we didn't hear it because we can make up whatever we want.
Because he had a pretty good year in 1997, Duck.
Yeah. And 96 and 97.
Yeah, well, 97. He thinks that he should have won the Brownlow.
Would have won it if he didn't get injured.
If he didn't get injured.
Oh. He had a very good year, Bill, in his defence.
How many votes? He's not going to win the Brownlow.
Oh, he had an outstanding year.
No, he's not.
And how many votes, Bill?
Pocket.
Runner-up. I think he came runner-up in the BNF for the Cats in that year.
So here we go, right? So 1997, Chris Grant won it. Well, he didn't with 27, but there's a little asterisk there, Jim.
He should have won it.
Ian Collins got him.
So Robert Harvey won it with 26 votes.
Superstar.
And then Paul Kelly, and then there's Matera, Rusciutto, Burke, Shoal. So he got 16 votes. So he was 10 votes off, Tim.
11 votes, actually.
How many games?
But 16 votes is a lot of votes, Bill. Back then, back in that era.
Well,
would he miss half the season or something?
No, how many? Do you know how many games he missed, Shirley?
No, I don't know how many he missed.
But he reckons he's going to win the Brownlow.
If you listen to the interview, he talks about how he didn't go because he had to have an operation.
So he didn't even get invited.
I'm not sure he's invited.
But speaking of Brownlows.
Oh, no.
1990, if I can just take
He got 16 votes, which is a long way ahead of your best count.
Well, in 1990, I got 12, Jim.
Yep. Which is less than 16, last time I checked.
I think I got three fours, by the way.
Three fours.
No, actually, I get four fours.
How do you get three fours?
That does get you to 12.
You played that well. I got four votes.
I've got four threes.
What are we doing? Seriously.
Oh, no. I was playing that well.
Yeah.
No, said, don't. We're not giving him three. We're giving him four.
Four old system, like the Graham Moss system.
Yeah, exactly.
They both umpires voted.
12 votes. So then there's Tony Shaw on 13. That's the year he ran into the tree. No. Tony McGuinness, 14. David Bain, good player, 15. Silvani, 16. Graham Wright, 17. And the winner, Libba, on 18.
Nearly won.
Oh, you nearly won.
Oh, and two good games away.
That's the year I played at centre back and had a very...
On duck?
I played on duck one game. This is true. I got three votes.
That's before your mate.
Oh, my God.
Please.
You kicked five.
Like, you took a while to make a name.
I kicked five.
Yeah.
And you got three votes.
And I got three votes.
You got three votes on you, duck.
Well, how can I kick five and you get three votes?
That wouldn't happen.
Well, the umpires just saw me just because I used to have a few bounce, and you're out the back door.
You used to abuse umpires, duck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I find that. I'm going to get two men onto that.
Yeah. And you snuck out the back door a couple of times, got a couple of cheapies over the top. But that's true. So when, I nearly won one, and I don't know about
what
Charlie.
What was your best count, Bernard?
I nearly won one. I reckon about 15 votes.
What
15?
Year? What year?
Go to 2009, I reckon.
9. Yeah, you covered as well, Bill.
Or no, Melbourne.
Maybe.
Melbourne. Maybe 15.
Oh no! Look, ducks ain't asked me.
Not saying that at all.
Well, you start a favourite 93.
I was favourite five times.
And
equal third in 93.
14, Bernard.
Where else? Favourite.
What year was that?
13 votes he got in 2009.
2014, Bernard got 14 votes.
Well, 2014.
15, I'm hearing now.
15. Yeah, keep going up.
How long did you play for?
So, Bill.
13 years. For
less than Ferris at two clubs, Bill.
We could argue.
Yeah. Trying to read.
We all could have won one.
When it comes to Brownlow's, he comfortably has you covered.
Mm. Might have Duck covered too, the way he's...
Have a look at 95, 96, 98, Bill.
I can't find it.
Well, he can't even find 2015 in them. He's gone with the glasses.
Now he's gone with the glasses.
And they're not even his.
Might have missed six games in 94 and still got 16 or something.
Oh, let's have a look.
20 in 98 for you, Duck.
What's that?
20 votes in 98.
20's good.
20's good. So, Bill.
Yeah.
I reckon I got more Brownlow votes than you. That's how this argument's shaping up. Look at him.
He's still looking for himself.
He's
looking for 2015. He's looking for himself.
Robert Harvey won with 32 and Duck, you got 20. That's a long, long, long way off. Long, long time ago. Anyway, that's good.
I'm going to send this photo.
What photo?
To Will, our producer. We're going to put that up on air. This is Fat with glasses on, looking at the media guide.
Fat. Brownlow
votes. Try and find how many Brownlow votes he got.
Anyway, none of us won one. And Duck, you were favourite five times.
Well, all we know is that Knuckle Shoal didn't win one, but he's gone on an AM station talking about it.
I know. Domo, well, you won some. What's your best award?
Move on, Bill.
No, you won that award.
What'd you win, a ribbon at school? You would have won a
purple?
Oh, no. A red one? A second?
Why do you think he's named Purple?
Before.
Purple ribbon.
What did you play? Footy?
Yeah.
What? Where?
I kicked 12 goals in a game. in which Stephen Alessio played, Bill. We got him on. He couldn't remember it.
Yeah, Stephen Alessio.
Yeah.
12 goals.
Hmm. 12.
Jeez. You know where Damo dominated? You know how...
He's
winding up. You know how David Hardwick brought up that we should lend to players? Well, he got lent to the other team.
Duck thinks that's the funniest thing he's ever heard.
We did it last week on the midweek rub.
Now, lent to the other team.
You know, Damo had the Hawk shorts on with the South Melbourne.
On the mixed kit, the different coloured socks.
And the white shorts.
Just slide the socks down because he's on the other team.
Just tuck your jumper inside out. Yeah, your jumper inside out. No, but also I reckon when they pick the teams, you know, when they pick the teams, you're the last one.
On the schoolyard. The schoolyard pick.
Schoolyard. Him.
Who the last
There's
one?
There's one. Poor old Dave. Oh, we'll shivering.
Have him. Yeah, we'll have him. We'll have him.
Do you want an umpire, mate, or something?
Purple.
Boundary umpire.
I reckon he got picked before Leroy.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Saturday afternoon, of course, you know where else but listening to the Saturday Rub from the Richard Marsland Studios here in South Melbourne. Dom Sheed not far away. Kate McCarthy not far away. Enough enough for the week, of course, from Bernard Vince. And if we got time, we might squeeze about a minute and a half of the quiz in.
Jim.
We got great prizes from TaylorMade.
Oh, have we?
Brand new putters, of course. Ooh. A dozen TP5 balls.
Jim, the prizes are TaylorMade.
They are. Oh. No, that is exactly right. So we're looking forward to that for Hard Yakka, of course, a new breed of legends. Purple, let's get ripping into what's going on. Last night, I tell you what was great last night, 54 and a bit thousand people in the house. Mm. Biggest crowd we've had since the 2019 grand final.
Yep, and for those who didn't catch up with it, a relatively easy win for West Coast. Just pre the match though, Jim, Adam Simpson addressed the injury to Liam Ryan, and people may not have caught up with that. He was obviously out for that game last night, Bill. He's going to miss, the way Simpson was talking was 8 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks burn of getting off his legs. He's got a hot spot on his shin. And the diagnosis stuck. Get off your feet. And then you basically then add the same amount of time that you are off your feet before you get back to footy. The way Adam Simpson spoke, it's going to be an 8 week exit as a minimum.
Yeah. Hot spot. So that's a sort of stress related. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So he's out. Shuey obviously is out long term, Bill, with a
big worry, Shuey.
Yo's the tendon. Yo's a worry as well.
Yeah, he's back training. So he's back training though. There's some positivity around him at the moment. We know
that's
someone's
a long exit. He's in play. For a year.
So that was the news out of last night. Ducks got some views on Darcy Moore, which we'll get to
at
some stage.
What about the Collingwood injuries?
Before we get to that, Willie Rioli, where's he at?
Willie Rioli, Jim, will have a chance to get back into the senior team by very late August, but basically around 23. Okay. Now, that will be the first day he's eligible to return to the highest level. It would seem unlikely.
When you say the highest level, Damo, can he play at any other level?
It's a good question, Doug. I'll have to check that with you. The August 20 or thereabouts date is the return.
If he can't play games, JB, let's say there's no practice games going on at that time. Waffle, so if he can't play games, then he's not playing. He wouldn't be playing. He's not playing this year.
Yeah. So he can train as of a few weeks' time, and he will be able to do that. So he can return. Probably unlikely to play, Jim, just to get back over your question. Yes. Just on that, on players coming back, Collingwood, the injuries last night. Degoe, Duck, you covered it.
What did he do?
Got a knock on the nose, very badly bleeding nose.
Broken nose.
Came back on and then was subbed out under a
concussion. Well, Nathan Buckley said as much. He said it's delayed concussion because he came back on the ground, didn't he, JB?
Did.
And we actually said because, I mean, broken nose, you play with a broken nose. Sure. So clearly it had to be something more than that. Yep. And at one stage we thought it might have been a fracture. Something else. But clearly it's been diagnosed as concussion, delayed concussion. So therefore he'll have the mandatory
12 days. How misses Anzac Day?
Yes.
And maybe Mychek's
banged his shoulder.
I spoke to an Essendon supporter downstairs today.
Oh, hello.
And they're looking forward to next week. Don't worry about this weekend. They reckon they can beat Collingwood.
Mm. Well, they can with those injuries that they've got. Given Adams is already out of that team. So, Mychek, we haven't yet got a diagnosis on.
And how? They were brave,
Howe has been ruled out of a knee. It's a hamstring.
They kept coming, Collingwood. They could easily. Yeah. At 41 points three-quarter time, that could have been a blowout. Yeah. I actually admired what they did with all the injuries they had. They stuck
in
there.
And the man we're speaking to soon, Dom Sheed, who kicked those three goals, as you called, Jim, in the space of 2 minutes just before three-quarter time, that was what stuffing, wasn't it, in the end? Yeah. John Patton's issue was resolved yesterday. A statement came out via him apologising for the photos that he'd sent to at least four women who had reported it to the investigation that the AFL undertook. Now, in the end, John Patton did not present for that investigation. He has retired as such. The investigation from the AFL has a line drawn on it. There is no police involvement. He has apologised, but it's a very ugly finish. There was a settlement of sorts, Billy. He was contracted until the end of 2022. Yep. The terms of that are not public, but I would imagine there'd be a form of settlement attached to that signature going on that.
95 games, that's a waste for me, Purple.
Yeah, it was given given the talent he had and being the number one draft pick for the GWS team back in 2011 and just never got a crack at showing the talent that he had.
Yep.
Just on injuries, Lachie Neale, he's going to persevere through this this fracturing of a back that he's had basically since day one of 2021. It's clearly affecting him, Byrne, the way he's playing. But he's persevering through, and he's been told that resting does not necessarily improve it, so he's just going to work his way through.
Yeah, the concern for me is the training he's missed, though, and he came out and said that this week. If you can't train, Duck, you'd know that. It's just you lose touch with the game. You might be able to front up each weekend, but the training during the week, I found that really important to train well.
Yeah, it's all right for a few weeks.
Yeah,
but as the weeks go on, that's right. So obviously, match fitness is the big thing. So you get your fitness there, and then it's recovery all week. But if that goes on for too long, then you start to just slowly lose a little bit of fitness, touch, all of those things.
Yep.
St Kilda, speaking of...
Yeah, it's a worry because two of their three losses, and two of them have come in the past three matches. The loss to Essendon was horrendous, and then they bounced back against West Coast, as we know, in round four. But what they dished up against Richmond, and I know it's been dissected, but it's a genuine concern. Just one thing
I want to say that about the game against West Coast Purple, but for two and a half quarters of that, they were equally horrendous. I mean, they got their act together and were great. Yeah. For 40 minutes, they were magnificent. Yeah. And you've got to accept that got them the win and well done.
Covered over a few cracks.
The first half of that game, they were horrible.
Yeah. Personally, I don't like the pylon that's going on with Bradley Hill at the moment. I know he's had a very ordinary season. And yes, it's part of the conversation that he's on $900,000 or thereabouts.
That's a lot of money, Damon.
It is, Bill. And yes, it's fair enough. But there's greater and more problems than Bradley Hill at St Kilda at the moment.
Fair enough.
And I feel it's become a complete pylon. And I actually think it's unfair on the way way it's happening.
Bradley Hill to the club to finish off their good work. He's an outside player. He's never been an inside player. Their issues are
inside.
Yeah. And when they criticise him for not tackling, they didn't recruit him to be a tackler.
He's not a prolific tackler. Never has been.
No.
So who are we looking at then? Crouch and those boys. They're the insiders they got.
Yeah, but as I said, to highlight and focus on him, and I get it. I mean, I've done it myself. I'm not saying I've never done it, but I just think it's been a 3-week pylon on him now. And I know he had a respite in the round four game when he came good against West Coast, but he copped it after round three as well, and again after round five. And again, the club chose to pay him that money. He could have gone elsewhere on similar money.
And that's the thing about the money, and I've always been strong on this. If someone offers you that sort of money, you go to another club, you're not saying no to it just because of that.
You don't offer it to yourself.
It's not your fault. No. You get paid what someone's prepared to pay you. And the money thing should never be brought up. I don't like when people say you're on that amount of money, so you should be able to do this.
Yeah. Supporters do it, mate.
I know they do it.
They always have.
Damo,
a couple of things.
Yes.
A couple of big, big players at clubs, very important players.
You're big on one very big number.
Well, I haven't been signed up yet.
You're massive on one I think you're about to raise here.
Yeah.
Well, the Bulldogs captain.
Christian Petrarca, but he's signed for this year anyway, hasn't he? So,
yes.
But Melbourne will be looking at trying to sign him, won't they?
Yeah, they will be.
Any day.
Given he's going beautifully and given they've now got the signature that they were worried about having, that being Clayton Oliver.
Bontempelli.
You're the only
Why
one
do you
I'm
keep bringing this
footy.
Up, Bill? Well, he hasn't, captain of the club.
Yeah, but he hasn't signed on. Why hasn't he signed? They're talking to him, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Right.
And Air Colbert's the last captain that left.
You're the only one that I hear, Bill. But your mail is very good, which is why I think you know something that you're not prepared to tell.
I've changed house. It gets redirected sometimes.
There is a connection there.
Yeah. Now. And hang on.
There with the Bulldogs?
Well, there is another one too with Collingwood. What are you saying?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Well, it's Collingwood.
What about Cripps?
Well, he's Carlton.
He's Carlton.
I've felt for a long time now, it's line ball with Cripps. I don't think it's any better than...
Oh, so now you're coming around to line ball.
Oh. I've always said line ball.
I've never heard you say line ball in your life.
Well, until he signs, it's line ball, Bill.
Righto. Have you seen Jeremy Cameron down at Geelong?
You're big on that.
He's not playing this week during the week
on a news cross.
I nearly fell over. He actually got out of his car.
I haven't seen him in a Guernsey yet.
Well, no one's seen him at Geelong, down at training, anywhere.
Your mail on him was right. You were right on him, Bill. He's already missed two matches more than the club said he would.
And
you called it early.
This week, and he's not playing this week.
Bernard, as we go to the break, Melbourne tomorrow worry me. When they come up to a game that they should win, you get the most concerned about your old mob.
I'm trying to trust Melbourne as much as I can at the moment. They went very well last week against Geelong, but these are the games that...
Oh, Bernard.
I don't want to say it. Jim. They'll beat Hawthorn tomorrow. They'll be fine. Five and zip. Goes behind him. Mine! Tripped up behind.
wide and threw him to the two.
Back ball.
Four Grundy. Four back. Takes a beauty.
Whips a high ball. Two. Oscar Allen. Oscar Allen over the top of the pass.
Sheed got a man on the outside. Sheedy, you need to look. He'll play on though. From the 50. Goes himself. Oh, Dom. Dom is good, baby.
Oh, dear. Oh. Sheed's got it again.
The Eagles rebounds in front of a big, big crowd.
What I love about last night is when you challenge as a footy club, traditionally, Bill, you look to the big boys forward, and they've got lots of them, the West Coast Eagles. You look to a Darling or a Kennedy
JK,
or an Allen, you know, and just say, right, we're in a touch of strife. Let's get one of the big boys to squeeze the air
and
out.
And they're
of it.
The ones that
go
kick
back
the goals.
And go bang and just readdress things. Oh. West Coast don't do it that way.
Where do they go?
They got a little Dom Sheed. They got a little Dommy, and they go, righto, you just jump forward in a granny.
The gardener.
You go forward
little.
And kick one for us.
Surely
and win it.
Not,
and last
Jim.
Night, just a touch of worry. Forward you go and kick three in a minute and a half.
Doesn't he love playing against Collingwood?
So we get him on. We get the main men on. And Dom joins us now from Perth. Dom, welcome to you.
Yeah, g'day, lads. Thanks for having me.
Well, I think you sensed that last night, didn't you? You said, listen, you blokes, you big blokes, you're not getting it done properly. I'm just going to squeeze forward and kick three in a minute and a half.
Yeah, I actually just got squeezed out of the midfield, mate, to be honest, and got told to go forward. So ball happened to come away a few times and was lucky enough to make the most of my opportunities.
Hey, the other mob were pretty good last night. I thought they had a go. They had some injuries, so they took it up to you.
Yeah, they did, and we knew they were going to. They beat us here in the final last year, so they're comfortable with playing at Optus Stadium. And, you know, they were, they're under the pump a bit as a footy club, and so were we. So we knew it was going to be a tough game, and, you know, they fought it out and come back halfway through that last quarter, but we were able to hold them off. Mm.
Dom, you mentioned the midfield group there. You're short on numbers, aren't you? And the dynamic that forces the club to take, how's it affected you? I'm assuming you're benefiting from it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting more midfield minutes, which is great for me. But, you know, with Elliot Yeo and Luke Shuey not being there, two of our best midfielders, and the other boys need to stand up. We had Xavier O'Neill come in last night. I thought he played his role, and Jack Redden was great in his 100th game for the club, and Andrew Gaff just did what he does. So, you know, it's a collective effort from us midfielders at the moment, and we're down on numbers, so we're playing a few more minutes as well, but we're enjoying it.
Hey, Dom, 185 centimetres, hardly a garden gnome, Bill.
But, well, to me and Ducky is.
Because you're so tall. Hey, Oscar Allen, Dom, 5 goals last night. Now, he was the big O. Filthed up a little bit when he got changed to the medium O. And then apparently really filths up about where he was drafted. Pick 21, he reckons he should have been in probably the top three.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, he probably reckons he should have been one, to be honest. Oh, if you ask him. Yeah, but he's having a great year, though. He's not surprised at all with the way that he's playing at the moment, the work he's put in over the preseason and over the last few years. There's no surprise to us internally at the football club with how he's playing at the moment. It was always going to happen. It was just a matter of when. So he's been a good, consistent player for us. And when JK, the old bugger, retires, we know that Oscar Allen can come in and take his spot.
Dom, that's my mail that he gets the drafting year, and he goes, he looks at the 20 players above him, and he goes, fair dinkum. How half of these blokes taken out of me? Is that true?
Oh, look, mate, probably. But, you know, with the way he's playing at the moment, he's probably got every reason to. Yep.
Hey, Dom, take us into the locker room with Adam Simpson, old teammate of mine, pretty cool, calm and collected, always looks that way when we go to him in the box. But I reckon he might have been a little bit prickly at quarter time.
Yeah, he was. But it was just off the back of the contest, you know. They beat us up around the ball a fair bit, and Collingwood made the most of their opportunities. We couldn't get the ball in our half, and that was just basically off the back of the contest. And once we sorted that out, then we were able to get the game played in our front half a fair bit and let the big forwards get to work. Thought Jack Darling last night played a great game as well. So it was good that the big boys stood up. We just need to get the ball in there so they can get to work.
Is he happy to individualise with certain players? Because in that first quarter, you had Grundy float forward, Darcy Moore kicked a goal. But, you know, McGovern, little bit loose. We know he's been a great player, All-Australian player. But does he individualise with those guys in front of the group?
Not necessarily in front of the group. Like, he'll come to our lines and talk to the lines. But, you know, the mids copped a bit of a cook for putting the backs under the pump. But, you know, we know what, you know, Jeremy McGovern, he's a great player and we know what he does. So you don't want to change the way he plays too much because he's just so good for us. But, yeah, we Collingwood got off to a flying start last night, but it was a credit to us that we were able to bring that back.
Tell us a bit about your story, please. Bill, just telling us you came from Kalgoorlie, and we all know it's interesting there.
A couple of establishments.
Interesting at Kalgoorlie. And then you ended up at Mines Rovers, which is down at Collie, and played your junior footy there, and the Subiaco Footy Club. So that's a fairly circuitous route, is the word, Bill,
circuitous.
To end up playing AFL footy.
Yeah, I know, from a country town, small country town, not much is out in Kalgoorlie apart from pubs and a few holes in the ground trying to dig out some gold. So, it was great playing footy there growing up, Mines Rovers. You know, it's just a great town to grow up in and there's a lot of good footballers out there. So, you know, I think Dean Kemp come from Kalgoorlie as well. Mm. So it is Kalgoorlie royalty, but it happened to come to Perth and start playing for Subi and then got my gig. So, you know, I'm very fortunate to be able to stay in WA and play for the team that I've barracked for.
Do you still have family at Kalgoorlie? Because they tell me that my gold people over there in Perth tell me there's under that town, there is plenty of gold. They reckon if they dug the whole town up and moved it, it would be very beneficial. Ooh, okay. And they reckon you can hear some of the houses, you can hear the clinking. That's how far they are already under the town. Is that true, Doc?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They've already dug halfway under the town. There's that much gold there. Funny story. Brad Shepherd's grandparents, I think, grew up in Kalgoorlie, and he always has a running joke that back in their day, they used to have to walk out of the house with shoes on or they'd be stumping their feet on gold nuggets, you reckon. So, yeah.
So what is it? Friday night, of course, Duck used to... if you ever speak to Duck privately, Dom will just tell you that he actually established Friday night football for the code.
Yep.
But what Duck used to do is then enjoy his weekend. Are you able to do the same thing or what does the Saturday hold for you?
Yeah, we are. Probably not to the extent that Duck is. we got the weekend off, so going to enjoy having a few beers today and then get set for Collingwood next week.
Are you paying for any beers over there?
Wait, Simo was a part of all that, so Simo knew how important it was to have time away from the game. So no wonder they got the weekend off.
Dom, have you paid for a beer since the grand final?
I've paid for... I try to actually go on as long as I can without buying a beer.
Keep it running. Right, Kevin Bloody Wilson from Kalgoorlie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
You got
anyone else, Bill?
Tom Sheed.
Tom Sheed.
Timmy Rogers.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. UMI's front man.
Exactly. Some notable people.
I think Eddie Betts was there for
Eddie
a little
Betts.
Bit
as well. Okay. Walter Lindrum.
That's it.
The greatest snooker player ever.
Yeah.
Hey, Dom, if you go back Eddie into Charlton the history of the Kalgoorlie... Some people, it's a bit like Vegas. Some people go missing out there.
You
take a wrong turn, Bernard, and you end up in all sorts of strife.
I've done that before.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. But, you know, it's amazing how many people that you talk to that have either, you know someone from Kalgoorlie or been there before or, you know, something like that. It's a great little town.
Hey, beauty, mate.
It's a true story. I want to ask you this, all right? I was doing a sporty with JK one night, and JK had had a couple, and he told me in that grand final when you were lining up for goal, Dom, you picked a bloke out with a red hat behind the goals and you kicked it straight to the bloke with the red hat.
Oh, look, mate, to be honest, I was just trying not to kick it out on the full.
It's not true, is it?
Yeah,
no. It's one of those.
I don't know where that story's come from, mate. Where JK's got that from, but
And your coach is on record, Dom.
You just made that up.
JK never even went with that at the sporty. You just made it up just then.
Oh, I just made it up.
And it sounds like it.
And why would some bloke have a red hat on when it's West Coast v Collingwood? Yeah, there's no red.
Good point.
There's no red anywhere.
It might have been Will Schofield. Will Schofield told me that. He tells some lies.
Red, Bill. There's no red in any of those teams.
Shut up, Duck. You're on to something. Don't go with it.
Hey, Dom, and your coach, when talking about that shot for goal, openly said he was looking to make sure the players had zoned properly. Yeah. So he had no faith in you either.
No, mate, I don't think anyone did, and probably rightfully so as well. I think the great thing about the shot at goal was if I missed it there, nobody would care, but if it was 20 metres out straight in front, then there's a bit more pressure on you to actually kick it. So... all good.
What it was, unlike the four you played, one of the he's provided us with one of the great grand final moments in the history of the game.
Who?
Dom.
Yeah. That whole passage of play. That's the most iconic passage of play from the McGovern, Mark, Ryan, right through.
They sell Vardy, merchandise,
Ryan,
don't
Ryan, Vardy.
Dom, yeah. Are you selling merchandise with all that, the four of yous?
No, I don't reckon any of it's actually been made up, to be honest, mate.
Oh, Bill, where are you at?
Bill, what's
you talking about a red hat?
What's Chunky's name down back?
What else you got written down here? I'm gonna,
what's McGovern? His name? McGovern. McGovern reckons they're selling merchandise where the four of them, Chunky. They sign it all.
Chunky. Well,
Dom kicked the goal hasn't. And he's never heard of it.
He doesn't give away a lot, Dom. Dom, there is a four-piece merchandise, isn't there, and you've signed it all.
Oh, we sign a couple jumpers together, but
so does everyone else, though, Bill.
Yeah. Oh,
Bill. This is the worst preparation for an interview I've ever heard.
Come on, Dom. They do. They're all making good money out of it.
No, they're not.
A little bit here and there, boys, but nothing major. Yeah.
Loved watching you last night, mate. Congratulations yourself, but also the club. Ripping game of footy.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me, lads. Cheers.
Dom Sheed's a beauty. No, well, no, the not. Toe poke's the other one. That's the other iconic little toe passage.
But that whole passage from the Mark McGovern coming off his man. I mean, it was just incredible.
And
big things because Liam Ryan's mark,
huge mark.
That was huge.
Sort of got glossed over that mark because of the goal after the time of the game.
And even, it could have been.
And
a
now what's even more incredible about the whole passage. A ruckman was involved in it. To have a ruckman mark a ball and get back and actually use it and do the right thing.
That is a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite incredible.
Yep. How many bikes have you seen wearing a red cap anywhere too?
Apart
from the American sports caps.
That's just to say Bill's involvement in that interview.
Bart Simpson was in the crowd.
He's got a winner at Randwick Race 3.
He's gone three different places in the interview and all of them, Dom's gone.
Someone from the Swans?
No, never heard of that.
Kalgoorlie.
No, never did that.
Called Chunky. She called McGovern Chunky.
Well, he is Chunky.
That's good.
Well, we can only get better, Jim.
That's a precursor to the quiz. Let's just hope that you bring the similar level of performance to that. For Hard Yakka, new breed of legends, we got Bernard, Vince, and the Nuff Nuff next. Enough Nuff for the weekend for, of course, McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M, Rocks Footy.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's. Triple M Rocks Footy.
Oh, yes, nice to have your company. Needs to clear something up, Fat. You just received a text about the Mines Rovers Football Club being in Kalgoorlie. It is also in Collie.
It's
part of the South West Football League. So there's obviously more than one Mines Rovers Football
Club. There are.
That's from Suze.
Just like there's Suze. A lot of Magpies and a lot of Saints and a lot of Kangaroo clubs all around.
I tell you what, there are a lot of Lions clubs.
There are a lot of clubs, aren't there?
No, there are. They should have more money, shouldn't they? Because there's that many Lions clubs around the
red
joint.
Hats.
Bill, I went down to a function at Collie Football Club. That's about 2 hours south of Perth, or a bit further.
You go as a guest, or were you?
No, I was part of the entertainment. Don't worry. The joint was groaning. Anyway, I'm standing at the bar, and this bloke was standing next to me, and he said to his mate, tell him what happened last week. He said, it hosed down here last week. He said, and then this guy was playing full forward. In the resis.
Yes.
And he was standing in a puddle with the fullback. It could be apocryphal, but the bloke told me with his mate next to him.
What have they done?
He said, lightning struck, knocked them both out. Fullback and full forward both knocked out. So then the rest of the players looked down there and saw that they'd had a blue. So there was an all in. And then they realised later that those two actually hadn't touched each other. That's how tough they are down there.
That's a poor reflection on you.
You should ask Dom Sheed that.
Because he comes from Kalgoorlie, Dick. This is Collie. It's a different part of the world.
How far
is
Collie away?
About 2 hours. A bit further.
So you were,
no worries.
Number one speaker.
MC.
In the palm.
Brown paper bag.
Leroy, hit it, please. I told you, homeboy. That's what you call a nuff-nuff. Yeah, that's how
we living and you know. Like a nuff-nuff. Break it down.
All right, Burn.
Nice. Really warming today.
I like this one, Burn. I reckon this one sticks. Yeah.
Got a few wrong early. Easy to say that. But this one, I think we're going to stick with. I like it. Hey, BT, boys, I need to bring it up because I know he won't be listening, so we can say whatever we want.
Yes, he will.
This was him last week when he didn't know who the stats man Ethan was.
Now, Fritz, Ash hasn't been great tonight. You and Ethan.
thanks, BT.
So
that's not bad. He did well.
And then we called him out. And if he keeps continuing down this path, I'll keep calling him out. This is him this weekend.
And they've hit the front for the first time since.
First time since the 23-minute mark of the first quarter.
That's Ethan. Opportunity to go back in the middle. Not sure of his surname, but his name's Ethan.
You get to know your first and last names. I know,
you know
your
what
name.
Oh. Meldrum.
Meldrum, yeah, yeah. It's pretty easy to
Kimball.
Well, you didn't know. You've been working in him
no,
for 10 years.
I didn't know that Ethan was the same Ethan that works for us. I thought it might have been another Nipsey. There's two Ethans in the building. That's what I thought.
You've been working with him for 10 years.
In fact, I know our Ethan. I didn't know he was doing stats.
Jim, come on.
Do you know our producer?
Yeah, Will.
Oh, right. What about last night, Jim? I was watching when you finished the broadcast last night. You threw to the two people who do that on the couch show after it. Armchair experts.
Here we go.
Cam Luke and Adam Cooney, and you just said, we'll go to Luke and Cooney.
Luke and Cooney, I said. It's not about me this segment.
It's Cam Luke, Jim.
Take control of your segment.
I like where it's heading there, Jim. Exactly.
He was just going, hang on. He was just going with last name.
Hey, not only is BT getting his fellow members' names wrong, he's also getting the score wrong. Listen carefully, Bill.
Oh, no.
To trim it back to a goal. Landed around the corner. In fact, to increase it to 18 points.
So instead of trimming it back to a goal, it's increased it to 18 points. You know what the score would have been, Bill?
12.
Yes, well done.
So how much was he out, Bill? He was 24 points out.
Don't confuse the man. Now,
you're in trouble now.
By the way, you've got Bernie's segment to pay there.
Brian will
get you
back.
Oh, he won't be listening. I got guaranteed by Will out here that he doesn't listen because he's filled
listening.
Up that he's not on here. Anyway, during the week, Animal Planet, my son Harvey loves Animal Planet.
Yeah, good show.
And Sir David Attenborough is now had a special guest on, and geez, I was just glued to the TV.
It's an animal you can't help but look up to.
They're the most awkward looking things. They've got these big long legs.
But what do we really know about giraffes?
They walk through the jungle like supermodels, they do.
Many of the really basic facts about giraffes were missing.
But then when they've got a drink, their front legs are going to go out. And they've got to bend over. They're the most awkward.
So much is new.
Bill, I didn't know you were.
What is that?
That's good.
What is that?
Since I went to Africa a couple of years ago, I've fallen in love with the giraffe.
When you're on the TV show, you went for about a minute.
Yeah, you described them as supermodels, giraffes.
I got voted third off, Damo. Obviously, they walk like supermodels.
Oh, do they?
So awkward. That's
what they do. They've got four legs.
I reckon you need to get out more, Bill. Anyway,
Bill wasn't on that show long enough to lose weight. He's the only person that's ever happened to. Dipper came back after size. Move came
Daisy.
Back after size.
Daisy.
Fat wandered Steve. Back in and his pants still finished.
He was eating bark.
I've lost it.
That's true.
Lost it. Well, you're getting a bit of special feed on the side or something, were you?
I got paid.
Yeah. That's not the question I asked you. Anyway, hey, boys, we know live radio, like we are here today, presents its challenges with players. Now, this is Sean Darcy. We know that altitude gets to the big ruckman, but this is him during the week.
What does big Sean Darcy tuck into for dinner tonight after a win?
Oh, I'll be sleeping pretty soon, so I'll have some pasta probably from last night and head off.
Hey mates, you haven't received the Brownlow Medal votes.
Just the magic. Well, that's all right.
Oh,
mate.
Shit.
He's doubled down. He's ripped it out a couple of times. But
I'm not sure the big fella should be polishing off a bowl of pasta before he hits the...
He's from Cobden, boy.
It's not the only big, dumb ruckman that has made a few slip-ups, Bill. On your show, the Sunday Footy Show, Rowan Marshall. Let's have a listen to him.
That came out red hot. I think, sort of the start. I was a bit nervous at the start, but then, previously we would have just gone away from... Oh,
that was is live. That's live on here.
You can't be doing that.
We're all looking at him going, you just dropped the magic. And he goes, oh, we're Pruitt Corner. We go, no, we're not. We're live. And then he started sweating. Yeah, he started sweating.
Well, so he should. Oh, hey, mate. Speaking of the magic word you're talking about, the great Anthony Hudson. So I just want to get your guys' take. There might be nothing in this, but I just need your opinion on what happens. You know, he's the great caller. He's called it 13 with Buddy. And you see it, but I don't believe it. That sort of stuff is very good. But
just
let me know what he says here, Bill.
112 kilos. Thud. A big blow.
Thump. He said thump.
I think he says thump.
We'll have a listen again, just in case. But I'm sure it's thump.
Okay, again.
Yeah.
112 kilos. Thud.
Well, there was
thump,
an F.
But there's a K on the end of the thump.
Yeah, there's interesting. Anyway, thump. He didn't want us to play that, so we played that just in spite of him. Hey, you know, commentators getting things wrong, but Bill, bad influence on Daisy last week. This is him.
Oh, not Daisy. McKernan is in the middle. He looks like he's competed pretty well in the first two, but he's looking at the umpire a bit bewildered.
Now, be whittled. That was rubbing last week. Now, you're rubbing off too much on him. This is him this week. Listen to this one.
We haven't seen that sort of forward pressure. His dynamism burned.
That was to me. I was confused. Now, can you give me a meaning of that one? No. What's he trying to say?
I tell you what else is rubbed
almost
off.
Get away with that.
My guts on him.
What, can you catch that, can you?
Well, yes.
Dynamism.
Hey, but, boys, now, enough of the week. This is a big name, a really big name in the industry. He's been in it for 30 years. And, well, you can't just start making words up after 30 years in the system because, well, it's just not on.
So Melbourne this week, Beyond Blue Cup, of course, something your President Jeff Kennett has been integral in really putting together.
Yes.
Put an S in there.
Integral. Yeah, we know you're big on Instagram. Yes. And
I know.
What are you actually trying to say?
Integral.
Integral.
I just got to put an S in there.
What does that mean, Bill?
It means it's important.
Crucial. Oh, very good. Well done. And that is Nuffy the Week. So that's your best one.
Well done. A whole lot of good stuff, Bill.
I know.
Well, you ended on a flat note.
You don't give me much, Jim, so I just had to take the opportunity. There you go.
You're on.
Damo, you're next week.
So did you get it last week?
I'm coming for you, Damo.
You got me last week.
So
you got it wrong, Jim. You got that word wrong?
Integral. Time to look at the AFLW Grand Final. It is, of course, between Brisbane and Adelaide. 1v2 fat, both teams, 7-2 on the season. So the cream has risen to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate McCarthy, of course, former Brisbane Lion, played in the Grand Final back in 2017. Now is playing with the Saints, but she's a big part of our coverage today. And she joins us. Kate, welcome.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me today.
We want to pick your brain because you, of course, sat the cold face of all of this. 1v2, as we've just said. So the two best teams are in it. Who wins?
Look, for mine, I think it's going to be a very hard-fought contest. I think if Adelaide win the Battle of the Midfields, they have obviously the most elite midfielders in the competition through Hatchard and Marinoff. I think if they can get on top there and keep the ball in their forward half, I think they win. But if Brisbane can get their defensive structures right, they're probably the best defensive team in the competition, and chain the ball out of there. I think they're very hard to stop as well.
Hey, Kate, 10,000 tickets sold in the first 15 minutes. Where's the ticket sales at? And are you expecting a sellout over there?
I think the last call, I think at the grand final breakfast yesterday, Nick Livingstone said that they'd sold about 25,000. So hopefully we can press on and get a few more through the gates today. But, I mean, that's still an amazing outcome, 25,000 at a women's grand final. Obviously not going to hit the highs of the 53 a couple of years ago. But let's see what happens when the game starts to ramp up.
Hey, before Damo asks his question, we've also got vision of the warm-ups over here in Melbourne. Looks like you've drawn a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day here. I think it's about 17, 18 degrees. The sun is shining and the deck looks like it is in perfect condition.
Kate, Aaron Phillips has already established a legacy that is going to last way beyond the retirement for her. What do you think it means today for her if she was to add another flag and again, potentially a best on ground within that game?
Yeah, I think I don't know. I think, as you said, I think she's already cemented her spot as the most elite player in the competition, and just her ability to turn it on when her team needs it. I mean, there's the games that they win by 30, 40 points, and she doesn't feature heavily in those, and then it's the close ones that they win by 6 to 12, and you look at the list and she's got 25-plus disposals and kicks 4 goals or something. The last time they played the Lions, that's what she did. So she just knows exactly when she needs to perform at her best to get her team over the line, and I think she'll have a play a big part in the win today if they are to get it.
Is she 100%, Kate? I saw Doc Clark, the coach, just get a bit prickly when it was asked in the press conference if she was all right.
Yeah, I think she knows her body well. So I think if she's not 100%, she'll manage herself perfectly to still get the best out of her body. I think she's, yeah, such a good athlete that's been at the top of her game for so long now across two sports. So I think she'll be right to go.
Hey, speaking of stars, Chelsea Randall, the captain of Adelaide, it was a big out. She's been all class this week, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's been great. I think the messages that she sent through the media to everyone involved, especially, as she said, the grassroots football is really important for her to set a precedent. And I know myself, I had a concussion through this season, and there's no way the next week I would have been right to play. And I think she's made the right call and also set a really good precedent. And that's just her as a person. She leaves a great legacy, and she will at the Crows as well.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to, the halftime sprint for Colgate, our very good friends. But all the girls are being flown over, which is quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. Chartered flight.
Chartered flight to represent themselves in the sprint. Who wins that, Kate?
Oh, look, to be honest, I'm a bit stiff that I didn't get a start.
What happened, girl?
I mean, I'm injured at the moment, so we'll just put it down to that. I mean, we'll just say that I probably would have won if I was in it, hey? Yeah. I don't know. I think Hanine Zarika from GWS is a pretty good chance. It's over the 100, isn't it? They're doing 100? Yeah. I think she's got the stamina to sort of last the 100. And I think Kindy Howth from the Gold Coast Suns, she'll be out of the blocks quickly. But I think Hanine will get home in the end.
Anyone from the Gold Coast, they might win something.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Bill. Hey, Kate, you've got some heavy lifting to do today. I'm looking at the running sheet here. I see Brendan Yates, of course, very good caller. He'll do a magnificent job. But then you've got a couple of blockheads, Big Sauce Jacobs and Rhett Biggles. What the hell are they going to provide us with?
Biggles?
Yeah, but just like Sauce in the day, I'll just get him to just tap it down to me and then I'll run it out and deliver it nicely to the forwards.
What about Rhett Biggles? Any contributing at all?
We'll just get a quick weather forecast from him and then we'll move on.
Wrong. Hey, Biggles gave a weather report one day and he had the weather at a different city. Yeah. That's how well he's going. It's not going to rain, Rhett. And he goes, no, it's coming. I can see it. That's Melbourne, Rhett. Anyway.
JB, I did get lost on my way up here and I just went past your Hall of Fame at the Adelaide.
Don't fall for that escalator.
Now you know, Kate, and that made beautiful room named after me that people wander in and enjoy toilet.
I didn't know your name.
James Brayshaw Dunny.
Can you believe that, Kate? After all of the amazing work I've done at that place, they named a dunny after me.
Hang on, it's an elite dunny, isn't it?
There's a lot of toilets with WC on it.
That is true. Little crispy from there.
Oh, look at him.
Look at him.
He's happy with it. Who's WC?
Water closet, Bill. You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Wayne Carey, WC.
I'm not sure you did get it, Bill.
No, he doesn't. Wayne Carey.
How do you assess Bill's performance, Kate, over the journey? Like, I know you're a devourer of the media. How do you think Bill goes?
Yeah, Bill goes all right.
Katie, good girl.
You all go all right. I mean, you try hard.
We do.
We try hard.
That is as accurate a description as has ever been said of us, I reckon.
Can Brisbane win this? Because everyone seems to be tipping Adelaide, but surely.
I think because it's in Adelaide, Bill.
Let's ask Kate.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, 100%. They definitely can win this game. If they're able to get the ball, obviously Adelaide Oval is a long ground, so their defenders are going to, if they can get the ball from their defence and use their elite ball users through the middle and their outside run through Sophie Conway or O'Dwyer and get the ball to their key forwards in Dakota Davidson and have their smalls go to work, they can definitely win this game.
I heard tipping Brisbane yesterday, she knows.
But everyone's seems to be going for Adelaide, don't they?
Well, I think it's on the money because it's at home. Yeah. Hey, we can't wait, Kate. You'll have a great time calling it. It'll be a celebration of what's been a ripping year. We can't wait to hear you and the boys in about half an hour's time.
No worries at all, guys. Thanks for having me on.
The great McCarthy.
Yep. Mm. Plays for the Saints, but of course, back in the day, he played in the very first grand final between these two sides. All right, so the quiz coming in just a sec, but we're here, of course, courtesy of McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. And Ream is Australia's favourite water heating, 80 years of manufacturing in Australia. Ream's been building Aussie tough water heaters for Aussie families and Aussie conditions. Bernard, if you're putting a new hot water system into the Ponderosa, look no further. Ooh. Like massive it. Range, six-star energy-efficient models. Ask your plumber always to install a Ream. Now, Bill,
yes,
get it right.
Have a listen to this, Jimmy boy.
In the sporting world, there have been some incredible comebacks. Jordan.
Chicago Bulls have won their second three-peat.
Woods puts it in.
Get in! Tiger is back!
Foreman. Down goes Burr on a right hand.
And once again, heavyweight champion of the world.
Nothing compares to this.
The punters love it, Jim.
The comeback of all comebacks.
I want the quiz, mate.
We want the quiz back.
Billy, we love your quiz.
I want the quiz back.
The return.
Bring back the quiz.
Of the Saturday Rub Quiz.
What do they want, Bill?
What do, they
what
want?
Do we want?
The quiz.
Where do they want it?
Now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
And the prizes, by the way, a dozen TP5 golf balls made by TaylorMade, of course, used by Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, etc. And the Spider FCG putter.
Oh, nice.
And they are magnificent. And, of course,
a putting green. Jim.
In the middle of a putting green.
So that is TaylorMade for a golfer, Jim.
Come on,
because
Bill.
Because you got the balls, you got the putter, and you got the putting green. What more do you want?
Other clubs?
Golf course.
Get it right, Bill.
Well, we can't keep a golf course.
But we'll
here
see.
We go.
Righto, here we go. First up, we have Troy in... Dave in...
Wangaratta.
Dave. Hey, how's Wangaratta, Dave?
I'm on the way back there now.
Now, Dave, we'll let you go because Bill didn't set it up properly. We don't want you to say hello because we don't care how we know how good we are. We don't care what you're doing other than actually telling us right now what you're up to. All right, so, Dave.
Driving to Wangaratta.
Yeah.
Now, you know there's Wangaratta and there's Wangaratta Rovers, two teams that hate each other in Wangaratta.
Yep.
They are divided by a back lane. That is correct, isn't it, Dave?
That's right, and they play each other tomorrow.
Oh. Derby. They're all divided by a back lane. It's unbelievable. The Wang Derby. Righto, here we go. Away. Today's AFLW Grand Final coaches Matthew Clark and Craig Starcevich. Good luck to those boys. We're both teammates of which AFL club there, Davey?
You want to say Brisbane?
You can say Brisbane.
Dorothy digs
Bears,
to get us underway.
Brisbane Bears. Not the Lions.
Yeah, good point. We'll take Dave because he's from Wangaratta. He's a bit slow. So, we've got the nicknames there. Doc and Stars. Righto. Number two, Dave. Who is currently first on the AFL Coaches Association Player of the Year leaderboard? Another easy one, really. You there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm consulting the Brains Trust.
Oh, you want to hurry? Too slow.
Come on, Dave.
Got to be quick in Bill's quiz. Troy's there in South Morang.
Hey, boys, just clean up the...
See, the hello bit we don't need.
He didn't say hello. He said, hey, boys, I'm just cleaning up.
I'm the boss.
Hey, boys. He's not...
Not even allowed to say hey, boys.
That was pretty close.
I'm the boss.
Are you? You like that?
Scott in Woodend.
Just swinging a hammer, fellas.
Yeah.
What are you, building something or just swinging it around?
At his neighbour.
Damn fat.
Who, what?
I didn't get that.
Anyway, Scotty, who is the leader of the AFL Coaches Association Player of the Year Award?
The Texans.
If your phone doesn't fire up, you're getting the ass, Scotty, okay? Where are you? Move you around a bit.
Yeah, go on.
I think he's the boss.
Number three is a lifeline.
Get around him!
Righto, you can have WC or two, if you don't mind. Last man standing at the school teams when they were picked. Damo.
The fat kid.
Damo. And Nuff Nuff Vince, okay?
Thank you.
Righto, the Gold Coast Suns and Western Bulldogs take on each other later on this afternoon at Marvel. Name the two players that have played for both clubs. Name two players that have played for both clubs.
I'll take the duck.
All right, two.
Well, he cheats, so it's a good head start.
Yeah.
I think they're both Jareds.
Yeah, one is.
Oh, Jared Harbrow.
Yeah, certainly one. Yes, I'll give you that.
Jared Grant, I reckon.
Microphone head that Jim named him.
Yeah.
That he didn't know about.
He didn't know alike.
I reckon both those two.
What do you reckon there, Scotty?
Yeah, we'll take them. Thanks, Doc.
Oh, well done, good, Dave. Yeah.
And did you see me looking at anything?
Yeah, nah, your phone, yeah. Which has got the answers on it.
He did have a head like a microphone.
He did have a head. But what was the story there? You were talking about like him off
had
air.
We had him in studio and Gary asked him what it was like, you know, the boys getting around the nickname Microphone Head, and he hadn't actually heard it. He filthied up.
Did a worm.
And he spud, much to spud backed over it five times.
Spud absolutely loved it.
Poor old Jared. Who was the last player from Geelong to win a Norm Smith medal, Scotty?
Last player.
Jimmy Bartel.
Oh, well done. Yeah, 2011. Good get, Scotty boy. We got another lifeline. Get around him! Who, before Josh Bruce in round three, who was the last Bulldogs player to kick 10 goals in a game?
I know. You're my man.
Yeah, Jim, you can come in if you want to.
My man.
So we got the last man standing at the school teams when they were picked, Amo, or Nuff Nuff Vince. Or Jim might come into this.
We'll just go with Brad Johnson.
Well, you should have gone with a lifeline.
Should have, mate. Too cocky.
When people
take life into their own hands, Bill, this is what happens.
Exactly right. Righto, Jared, there in North Ringwood.
Just packing.
Well, what's happened, mate?
What?
You got the arse, did you?
No, we're moving out.
Kicked out.
Well, where are you going to? South Ringwood.
There it is. East Ringwood.
They don't travel far, Jim, out there. I tell you what's nice out there, Ringwood Mazda, Jim. Oh, nice.
So you like it out there, Bill?
Oh, yeah. Well, I went out there on the train.
You live in the clouds for 6 months.
I know. It's dark.
It is dark at like, about 3 p.m.
It's like the Netherlands or wherever. Iceland, somewhere like that, where it's dark.
Netherlands.
Do you hear me answer? Me questions, Jared?
Yeah, I'll go with Jim.
Oh, Jim.
My man. Now, if I bring his name up,
I
don't want you to go where you normally go with him.
Yeah.
Because he filthies up.
Don't say it about
the great Simon Beasley.
Don't refer to it.
Don't refer to it.
No. The other set.
About his betting.
No, the betting's fine.
The other book.
Don't bring that up.
Next question, quick.
He had another book.
Why did he have? I haven't heard it.
Hang on. Do you want to go with that, Jared?
Yeah.
Two books, Simon Beasley.
Every time a bookie, I see him at the golf club.
Okay.
He goes, is there any chance Bill could forget about the other set of books he keeps bringing up?
It's funny a story.
He's running a couple of books.
Oh, come on. Old Feathers Beezer. What about the feathers? He's lost there, Jim. Hey, well done, Jim. That's the first time ever. What congratulations.
Oh, no. Well, he's great man, Simon Beasley.
Yeah. We're up to question six, Jared. Are you feeling you're going okay?
Yep.
Just a simple yep.
Short answers out in Ringwood.
Yeah, just East Ringwood. Which company was the first naming rights sponsor of Dockland Stadium in 2000, Jared?
Telstra.
Telstra, I think
Telstra.
He said. But
Telstra Dome.
Wasn't that? Marco, hey, Marco. This is not your man, Marco, with the tyres out of Taylor's Lakes, is it, Jim?
No, because his name's not Marco.
Oh, right. Hey, Marco.
Just laying some turf, boys.
Laying some turf. Nice. In front, out the front there?
Bit of cooch.
No, at the back. At the back.
At a 50-50.
Oh, yeah, went to 50.
You're thinking about Johnny out in Derriman, by the way. It's a whole different suburb Johnny, and a different name.
Things just spring to his
Johnny
mind
and Marco
he throws them
very
out
different.
Marco's got the turf out the backyard. Good on you. You got to water it. You know that, Marco.
Yep. All done.
All right, mate.
Fake turf.
Which, well, he's laying it, so. Mm.
Yeah, you lay fake turf.
King's Pride.
It's King's Pride, you dick.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Which company was the first naming rights sponsor of the Docklands, Marco?
Colonial.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Nicely done.
You know when you go on holidays, Marco, and you're lying around the pool?
Yeah.
Do you just hear all the time, Marco, Marco?
Oh, no. Listen to what Bill's going with. Listen to what Bill's going with.
You just keep looking up. Has that happened to you, Marco?
Sometimes.
Ah, CJ. Duck, this is why we gave the quiz the arse. This exact stuff now.
It's the worst name, I reckon, if you're lying around a pool.
Are we going to have to take a break?
No, we're up to race.
Oh, we are?
Yes. No, we're not.
How many questions have we got?
We got 7, 8, 9, 10 to go.
Oh,
just hang
God.
In there, Marco.
Poor old Marco.
Polo.
His grass has gone brown. Vareem hot water for McDonald's and, of course, Hard Yakka. Triple M Rock Saturday afternoon football.
Vareem hot water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
All right, so the tailor-made Spider FCG putter is superb. And by the way, the brand new TP5 golf ball's not released yet in this country, Fat.
They're not.
They're a month away from being released worldwide. Mm. You get a dozen of them as well.
Well, don't play with the number one ball in golf, Jim. Play with the one that beats the number one ball.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's not bad for me. They should use that tailor.
Righto, Bill. Now let's go with the quiz.
Number seven, are you still there, Marco?
Yep.
How's the lawn?
Oh, if I don't get back to it, it probably will go brown.
Browned off a touch.
Number seven.
He's mowed it in the ad break.
Which Adelaide Crows player will miss today's AFLW Grand Final after suffering concussion?
No, don't know. Sorry, boys.
That's a shame.
Honest. He's honest.
Waited a long time for that.
Would have cost about $50, Telstra. Daniel's in Geelong. Beautiful down there. I was 32 when I left.
You're waiting for the footy to start for the women's.
Oh, good. Who are you going for?
A good game.
Doesn't know who's playing. Which Adelaide Crows player will miss today's game then, the AFLW Grand Final, with concussion?
Chelsea Randall.
Derek. Well done. Derek Randall. Derek Randall. What a star he was. Lifeline is number 8.
Get around him!
Righto, Daniel Sun, you only have to answer 3 more and you win that magnificent prize from TaylorMade. Name Hawthorne's last 3 Coleman medalists. That's all. Name Hawthorne's last 3 Coleman medalists.
Who's my lifeline's available?
Well, Duck's been, Jim's been, so you got last man standing at the school pick teams, Damo. Oh, Nuff Nuff Vince.
It's not that big a call.
It's a hard call.
She's wondering.
Well, I'll go Damo.
Oh, come on, Damo.
Well, I know Ruffy did, and Franklin obviously did at least once and twice, I think. And then Dicko wouldn't have won it, would he? So we'll go back to the Chief.
Ooh. All right. So who are you going with? Roughhead? Yes. Franklin? Yes. And Dunstall? Yeah. Do you want that, Daniel?
Yeah, we'll take those 3.
Yeah, well done, Damo. Yes. You're good at these. Oh,
well,
very good.
Nose like a spear. Dicko. Unable to get to the line.
Doodle.
No. He would have kicked a few goals to go, including one after the siren, but I don't think he...
No, you're right.
He would have got 60 or 70.
He could penetrate a plaster wall with that nose, Dicko. Couldn't he? He could actually put a hole in it.
Turns around and takes everyone out.
Yep, that's it. I hope he's listening, because he was so good-looking man, Dicko, so we need to drag him down somehow.
I think they got the Quinella kick out.
You're running it, Bill. How are you
now? Number 8 is just done. We're going with number 9. Which Bulldogs player has taken the most contested marks in the AFL so far in 2021?
Let's go for Aaron Norton.
No,
I wouldn't have.
Yeah, because you'd be taught a lesson with this one, Justin.
Yes.
Hello, Justin.
Yeah, just in a man cave, a couple of bourbons, having a punt there.
Good on you. Your back ripper reader.
Nah, the bloody fave just pit me.
It did, yeah, bad luck with that. Jeez, I tell you what, you're just in time here. There's 2 questions to go.
Oh, my God.
Look at these, some of his best work, he's happy.
The Lions Club one was good, yeah. Which Bulldogs player has taken the most contested marks so far in 2021?
Bruce?
No. Another one there. Cam in Craigieburn. We'll be lovely in Craigieburn today.
Just painting the new extension, boys.
Oh, what do you put on?
A nice big master and a walk-in and a nice ensuite for the Dale.
Jeez, that's a big extension.
That's a nice extension. Nice.
Indeed. Right, what colour?
He's grey and charcoal, boys.
Oh, they're the new colours. They're the new colours, Jim.
He's not painting.
He said that, didn't he?
He's building, I think.
Which Bulldogs player has taken the most contested marks in the AFL so far in 2021 now?
Tim English.
Yes, Here it is for the magnificent prize from TaylorMade, the putter, the balls, and the putting green. Here we go. Who are currently the 3 co-captains of the Sydney Swans?
Ooh.
One plays his 250th.
Leroy's.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Bill, final hurdle.
I know. And Matthew's there in Mount Evelyn.
Now.
Just building the deck, boys.
Oh, yeah. How many people are building a deck?
How big's your deck?
Prefer not to answer that one.
Where is Mount Evelyn?
It's
Just on the border of Yarra Valley near Lilydale.
Oh. Near Lilydale out there.
Right. Where they have the chickens.
Chicken.
Chickens out there. Where
chickens.
Where they have the chickens.
Yeah.
Where they have the chickens.
Have you seen the Lilydale chickens, Lilydale chickens?
I have, mate. I have. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Bill.
Free range.
You started laughing at that, didn't you? You thought there were no chickens out there.
Free range.
What, is there a chicken farm?
Yes, Lilydale chickens.
Lilydale chickens.
When you buy them from Coles, well, I get them.
The green ones.
Deggles, they're Geelong.
The green packet.
They're beautiful too, Bill.
Oh, I'll remember that next time.
You're thinking of Pringles.
Free range. Chicken crimpies.
Who currently are the three co-captains of the Sydney Swans? Oh, chicken.
Chicken Nixon.
Luke Parker.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Lance Franklin.
No.
Oh, no. Oh,
no, chickens. Ooh. James is there in Richmond. Ooh. What do you know about Richmond, Jim?
Just driving to Ballarat, boys.
Oh, what are you doing that for?
Yeah, why?
Turn around.
Unless you're getting a lot of money or your wife or girlfriend's there, why are you going to Ballarat?
Beautiful part of the world.
My boss's wedding, so a bit important.
Yeah, well, that would be the reason.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'll tell you what happens when you go to Ballarat, Bill. You approach it and the temperature gauge on your car is sitting at 24.
Beautiful.
And then you drive into Ballarat, it drops to 11. And then when you go on the other side of it, it goes straight back up to 24. It doesn't matter what day you do it in. It's just a fact.
You get smarter too.
What's in Ballarat? Give me something in Ballarat.
A mine.
Sovereign Hill.
Well done, Jim. See? You can go there, James.
Steve Monaghetti.
He'd be running.
The lake.
That's it.
And the Red Line Hotel. Righto. Jimmy, three captains of Sydney Swans.
Mars Stadium.
Mars?
Yeah.
Dane Rampey.
Who?
Luke Parker and Josh Kennedy.
Well done. Yay! Luke Parker. Dane Rampey's broken his thumb. And Josh Kennedy's 250th game, I reckon, for Sydney. What a player he's been. Yeah. What about the prizes? Can you believe this, Damo and James?
Tell me.
Well, he wins the golf balls, which haven't been made yet. Right.
Yeah, they have been made. They haven't been released in Australia. They're about a month away, the new TP5s.
How's he going to get them if they're not made?
Yeah.
And they're better than the number one ball.
Yeah. They are. A tailor-made spider. Tell us about that, Jim.
The spider putter's the one that Rory uses.
Oh, yeah.
And they are superb. They got the new FCG out. Nice. So, Bill, and that's about $500 worth.
The putting green.
How do you get a putting green?
Well, it's just about 3 metres, and you get it in the lounge room and just putt all day in front of the dial.
So it's just a bit of material.
Just touch. Done.
Thank you very much, Aaron, by the way. Fat from TaylorMade.
Oh, thank
very
you, Aaron.
Generously
Aaron,
supports
he's
your
a,
quiz.
He's a very good man.
No, he's a quality man. Well, but every now and then he just gets hold of me and goes, are you sure it's good for our brand to be aligned with Bill's quiz? And I'm not 100% sure.
No, we can't answer that.
Don't say that.
It does get a lot of airtime, though. It runs for about 45 minutes.
It has been going for a long time.
That's true. Yeah. Duck, you're doing the game in about 2 hours' time?
I am. Yes, looking forward to it.
What game's that, Duck?
Bulldogs and Gold Coast. Bill?
Right. And you're doing it, Bernard?
Yeah, I'm
doing
it with
him, sitting next to him. Yep.
And Fat, what are you up to?
Oh, I might do something different. I'm going back to the Cremorne as one of the blokes' birthday. I'll have a beer with him.
Will you?
We'll kick a few premiership players out.
Yeah, coming for one with us or not?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing now. I'm going to sit down and watch the AFL Women's Grand Final. Cannot wait.
Good luck to both teams there, Adelaide and Brisbane. We are, while we're watching that, going to have a very quiet beer with our former producer, speaking of men with big noses.
Just keep him in a straight line.
He enters the room about a week before the rest of him.
If you put chocolate donuts on that nose, how many you reckon you get?
12. And seriously.
And the 13th one would just be hanging off the end.
He puts the great William Loris Morrie to shame.
So you just lay him on his Tunnel back and cliff. You play the rings game. You throw it on him.
He brings a bed sheet for his hanky.
Oh, that's too far. We've got to go have a beer.
This has been the Triple M Saturday Rub, and we love our major sponsors, McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. The women's AFLW Grand Final is coming up next. Good luck to both teams. And for Triple M and, as I said, McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, who we love. This has been Saturday Rub.